Hey, you know something?
No, what?
I had a dream last night.
Who shares well, that information?
That too. That too. I was thinking something else.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Which tape? I don't know which tape.
No, no, no. You played the right
that's
tape.
It. Oh, yeah, okay.
That's it. I was just thinking, that, you know, the team. But don't worry about it.
Okay.
It's all related. Sure. It's okay. All related.
I'm with you. Mm-hmm. We have the rest of that sex ed tape to hear.
Good.
Also, we have a brand new, a clean copy, finally, of the entire, Paula Abdul drunk ramble, and it is uncut.
This is new. We've heard none of this. This is from when she did Dallas Fort Worth, and it is the total piece.
Okay.
And there's no excuse of her talking to two people at once.
You know, in the post today, somebody wrote that Paula was normal. And I don't know what show they were watching last night.
Well, Paula.
But Paula was limited to hardly any TV time. And every time you saw her, there was something very, very wrong. And I just think people ought to be paying attention to this.
Well, now you're talking about Paula Abdul on American Idol.
Yeah, even on American Idol, I was watching her very closely.
You're not talking about during these circuits of interviews where she was effed up, right?
You know, I was talking actually on the show American Idol last night. She had so little time. They gave her so little FaceTime on American Idol. And when they would get her reaction, it was this twitchy, kind of slurred.
Writhing around the
writhing.
Table.
She was all over the place. Yeah. I don't know what's going on.
She looked normal to me.
Yeah. I mean, it is normal for
really,
her.
I'm kind of used to it, I guess.
That's her, yeah.
Kind of used to it.
I was watching her like a hawk. Even when they'd have the long shots, I'd just be staring at her and her face that looked as though it was in some sort of frozen expression.
I did check out her balloonish cleavage, though.
Yes, yes, she was showing that.
She had those pushed together at one point.
And I loved Randy's pink striped shirt with the white collar.
His were pushed together
dreamy.
As well.
There that's for Randy Jackson. How's that diet going, my friend?
And Jewel looked pretty good.
Yeah. How you doing, dog? Yeah. Oh, Jewel. Yeah. Snaggletooth.
Oh, she looked hot.
You want to talk about having a couple of babies that she had strapped down to her chest?
Oh, yeah. She looked hot. She really did.
Oh, Jewel.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, for me, I don't, as I told you many times, I don't care about where everybody sucks. The American Idols, where they're no good. Right. But I did find a part to like about it. I watched it. I enjoyed it. I like Simon. I really like his attitude where he says stuff that you know is not scripted, like where he says at one point, is this what the show has become now? Mm-hmm. None of these people will have a chance of making it. Why are we even here? I'm watching it going, oh, you're my guy.
Legitimate anger because he's obviously in that room for a good deal of time. Yeah. And they really, I think at a certain point, they want to have the real people come through. And it seems like every season they get more and more people that are just showing up to get some TV time.
And having spent time in the Twin Cities with my daughter, my grandkids, I can tell you that was about the best that Minneapolis has to offer. And boy, were they pissed off at Minneapolis. Like everybody that was bad, they'd come in and go, well, you're the best that Minneapolis, Minnesota has to offer.
But as bad as Minneapolis was, the promos for
Seattle.
In Seattle with Super Dave and Tom Gavin auditioning
they
really,
look pretty good.
Really looks like it's going to be special.
They look pretty good. Okay, do you want to hear the latest Paula Abdul's drunk tape?
I really would.
Or do you want to go back to the dreams that are not dry?
I can we just get Paula Abdul out? I'm fascinated by
okay,
it. I really am.
So this is not the one from Los Angeles or San Francisco or New York. This is from the same day, though, right?
Fox, Dallas, Fort Worth. Yeah, okay. It was
same,
that evening.
Same batch.
And when you listen to this, I would appreciate people thinking along the lines of, what type of substance are we dealing with here? Because I really have no idea. I've heard that she's on prescription medication, but I don't. And a lot of people joke
she had that
she's
nail infection,
doing
Mike. Don't forget, she had that nail infection.
Is that a staph infection like Rosie had? The same type of thing?
Hi, Rosie.
Lingering. I've seen this video that goes with this audio. Have you ever seen when a parrot gets upset and starts swaying back and forth like what's going to attack? That's how she looks during this.
Okay.
Never still in her chair.
All right.
Say hello.
Hi, Paula. It's Maria in Dallas.
Hi, Maria. How are you?
I'm great. Are we ready to go?
Ready to go.
Thumbs up.
Ready to go.
All right.
Hold on. Are they on the air at that point? Or is
Sounds like they're recording it.
Yeah, they're recording it, and that's the full tape. That's like okay. The downtime. Now
gotcha.
On the air.
Okay.
American Idol season is ready to go. Paula Abdul joins us this morning. How are you, Paula?
I'm doing very well, Maria. Thank you. How are you?
Oh, doing great. And, you know, we're so excited about American Idol, as we always are around this time of the year. How are you feeling about this season?
I'm feeling great about this season. I'm not one of the biggest fans of the...
Stop for 1 second. Sounds to me like my first diagnosis would be a nasal condition. She sounds a little nasally to me.
Read into that what you will.
Hey, we were alive in the 80s. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, we were.
You know,
a little too.
It's interesting
alive.
You say that because watching her, it seems she is awfully twitchy.
I think you've had that theory before about her. I was just noticing her that she has that very day is off. How's it doing? Well, not quite as bad.
How are you? Where's my pen cap?
She's keeping her weight down.
Getting auditions because I know how silly they are, but I love when it gets straight to the talent. But this is the first season that I am so excited to watch the auditions because they're so
They always are a little bit, huh? But I guess each year more of those kind of people are encouraged. Come on over and try out, huh?
Oh, boy, are they encouraged. By their parents, too, mostly.
They think they can sing. What is up with that?
It's a disease called fame.
Oh, no. And remember last year there was somebody.
She's one of your clueless anchors.
I just going to say the same thing, Mike. While it is fun to listen to Paula Abdul,
right.
You could also listen to this tape and just listen to the retarded woman who has not a clue who, you know, in Paula Abdul's defense, is throwing out the stupidest form of the most banal question, you know. So are things going to be exciting this year on American Idol?
Why are so many people auditioning? You know, that guy from San Francisco yesterday had at least an observance of Paula being a little wobbly. I thought that was interesting.
That's why you go back to my theory, my original theory. Ladies should only be weather girls wearing miniskirts. Thank you. Back to the
that actually had seen yours and Randy's DVD, and you guys asked them, hey, take some voice lessons. And they were like, yeah, we watch your DVD. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah, and Simon had a blast about that one. He had a blast.
Remember that?
So what?
So has anybody wowed you during this audition period?
Oh, there are a definite number of contestants that are really, really special who have wowed us.
You know, in her defense,
it's impossible for her to have a train of thought. Right?
But in her defense, is it not possible that she is somewhat sleep deprived? That she has done,
of course,
thousands of these junket interviews, and to her, and this is just another. She's just sitting in a room somewhere,
yep,
just looking at a monitor
with a camera. She doesn't even know who she's talking to.
Right.
Yeah, and she's just blah 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 blah. I mean, I don't hear the drunky part here.
No.
I don't hear it.
I don't
like
think
I
it is drunky. I think it's something else.
They know who they are as an artist. They're a little savvy, and they take things a little bit tongue-in-cheek. So it's a different kind of group of contestants this time.
Anybody from Texas that you remember specifically? How's the talent in Texas?
Hold on. Who's been sniffing?
That was Paula.
It's Paula.
That's her second and last.
Okay. Well, hello. The nose knows, okay? The first time I heard that, seriously, I thought that was Mike goofing around.
Mm-hmm.
That wasn't you doing
no,
that.
No.
That wasn't you the second time.
No, because I am really riveted to this because I'm fascinated by Paula Abdul. It's different than last season. There's something wrong.
Okay. Are you saying she has allergies?
Yeah.
Texas is always pretty good. There are a few people representing that I remember who've done really well this time around.
What about all of the drama that goes on between all of you guys? You all have said that it is a dysfunctional family. What do you have to say about that? Are you feeling me or are you sleeping on me?
Hold on a second. You know, someone should really take this lady out and just put her out of her misery.
No question.
This lady who was on TV and what the hell? She must be drop dead gorgeous.
Good looking lady. But she did just ask Paula if she was sleeping.
Yes.
She said, is that true or are you sleeping?
No, tonight? I didn't even notice because it was just monotone.
Was the context of the question, is Paula Abdul sleeping or was she talking about the relationship that they have with everybody?
I believe she was asking Paula if she's sleeping on me during the interview.
Right.
That's
okay.
How I read it.
Is that what you just said, really? Yeah. Because I just heard like Charlie Brown me. Teacher.
Right.
Here's her reply.
No, I'm trying to think of a very specific situation that happened.
Yes.
And I hope it ends up being on, not on the cutting room floor, but you get to see what happened. There's a very big fight that happens, and it's regarding when we were in Texas. So it'll be interesting to see.
There was another sniff too.
Uh-huh.
It's edited together because. Wow. It's pretty darn funny.
It's cold.
Well, we can't wait to see that. How about you personally? I know last year there were so many rumors going on. Are
Here
you
we
sick
go.
Of that, Paula?
Oh.
I've been famous now. It's my 20th year in the business. I'm kind of immune to it.
Was that immune?
Immune.
Because immune turned into, I'm kind of immune to it. Why are you hanging me?
It gives, you know, if my dad goes, honey, it gives you edge. I go, thanks, Dad. Like, I don't have edge. He goes, hey, you're American sweetheart. Come on, get some edge going.
All right, now wait a minute.
Okay, you know, hold on.
I said before
this is Ramblin's
that I didn't think it was booze, but I'm telling you, I am now thinking.
Mike, I'm going the other way. This is the ramblings of a cokehead. Really? I mean, rent Goodfellas, and she could play the Ray Liotta role right now. She could be driving around pretty sure that there's a helicopter following her everywhere.
Maybe there are a few things at play here.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
You know, I'm even going to include maybe it's a head cold and she took medication for it.
Right.
Sure. I'll give her the benefit
of
the doubt.
That's right, Mike.
That's right.
But who knows?
Or Dad. We'll see what happens. For me, it's all fun. As long as I can keep fighting with Simon, it's all cool.
Awesome. Well, you look very energetic and awesome. Ready to go this morning. Thank you for taking the time to talk to
You look very energetic and ready to go.
She just asked her 2 minutes ago if she
You're
was sleeping.
Sleeping, yes. That's okay. Right.
All right.
Awesome. Okay. And, of course, every anchor like that also gets one of these in. Ooh.
Now listen to the close. The close is good because it's not a clean edit.
Plus,
okay. Right on. Hey, Maria, let's go dancing when I'm in Dallas.
I'm ready. You know Dallas. Where I'm at Fox in Dallas. Come find me. We'll go dancing.
Ready to go. Have a good day.
See ya.
Bye.
Wow, and a nice big sniff at the end, too.
Yes. Man. I heard her on another show say,
terrible, terrible, terrible.
She was up at 3 a.m. Mm-hmm. to do these interviews.
That was horrible.
All right, here is Randy Jackson, dog. Randy Jackson. Hello there, Randy. What do you have to say, Randy Jackson?
Randy, what's going on there? We asked Ryan Seacrest actually yesterday about it. He sort of dodged the question. Is she okay?
I think she's great. It looks like one of those long days of like doing nothing but interviews. And I mean, we go through those all the time on the press junkets. And it looks like, you know, she's just like, it's the end of the day. You know, if you could see us at the end of the day in the auditions, those 12-hour days, I'm not sure she was doing it for 12 hours. But
you're pretty punchy?
Yeah. 14 hours, you're like, ah.
Well, now, wasn't that a morning TV show she was doing?
She did them all day long.
They get up at 3 a.m. I guess they do them through. Now, we have experience with interviewing people that have done those. Ed McMahon comes to mind.
I don't know.
And he had a little lunch.
I don't know. Do you want to give her the benefit of the doubt or what?
No.
Let's wait and see.
And I tell you, I don't want to give her the benefit of the doubt simply because I watched the actual show, which is the controlled environment where, you know, you really get her required amount of camera time. And Simon and Randy
completely dominated.
They didn't even put her on camera.
But, Mike, just from a standpoint of running American Idol, just be a devil's advocate.
Right.
The only thing she brings to that show is the fact that when they get to the real people, she loves everybody.
But even with that, they give her the camera time to say she loves people or to say, Simon, stop it. You're being really cruel. And she just wasn't even there.
But who could she have loved last night? Last night it was the two guys running the show. It was
the two guys being cruel, but the only thing she does during that part of the show is she'll say, Simon, you didn't really need to say that. You didn't need to do that. And she's sitting there, and she's got this expression on her face that I've never seen. It looks like gravity's she looked like Joan Rivers. She's just sitting there with her face in a kind of contorted way. I'll watch it tonight, and
she's
hope I'm
wrong. She's kind of a mess.
I don't really hope I'm wrong. But
she looks like a mess. But she seems to me as effed up as she has been every year on the show.
Well, there seem to be different degrees of it. It's just starting out right from the very beginning with the press junket and now with the initial episode.
Hello there. Don and Mike show. Hello.
How you doing?
Hey, we're doing great. Thank you.
Good. I have a very close relative who's an actor out in California, and he was sitting in the...
Welcome to the 6 degrees of separation. Right away, already stinks like hinky. You know what I mean? Hey, I've got a relative who's in the business
I didn't want to point out who it is, but he was sitting in...
Is it someone of note, friend? Is it a name we would know?
Yes.
Oh. Well, then toss the name out there.
No, I'm not going to do it. Not going to toss him under the bus.
All right, what did he say?
He was... President Fox was on the phone with Paula reaming her out that if she came trash to the show again, she was going to get fired.
Hold on a second.
He's an actor. How would an actor be involved in that?
You're so full of crap.
But,
hold on.
In it. He was in the president of Fox's office on another matter.
Please, can you hold on just a moment? I swear to God, We will not reveal the name. I swear to God, tell it to Rob off the air, and he'll write it down, and we'll see if we know who you're talking about. Hold on, please. All right, Rob.
One moment, please.
Line three.
You cannot show up for the show.
Really good.
I'm good. Who's the actor, and how are you related?
And not a goof. Don't write down Wilford Brimley or something. Write down the real name of whoever the hell it is.
He could be in Rupert Murdoch's office.
And,
okay. I've not heard of him.
Me either.
Well, then that must be true.
You ever heard of that guy, Mike?
No. No.
His last name is a euphemism for penis.
But that to me adds maybe a little credibility to it because it's not a well-known person.
Okay, put him back on hold. Okay, here he goes now.
His uncle.
All right, so that's your uncle?
He's his uncle.
Oh, that's your nephew.
Correct.
And he said that the president of Fox was actually on the phone with Paula Abdul.
While he was in the while my nephew was in the president's office about another matter.
Do an IMDb search on that name, the guy that you just gave us, please. Then we'll find out.
And we'll just take a look. We won't reveal it though.
Okay, that's fine.
You know, this is almost like running somebody's plates.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yes, we're doing a background check.
Did he give you more detail?
What do you want?
Well, I mean, what did he say?
Why are you hanging me?
Not more detail. I mean, it was probably 2 or 3 minutes long, and they were going back and forth. And basically, he, before he hung up, said that if you come trash the show one more time, you're out of there.
And you heard this from your relative who's in show business, whose name is correct. We're running the name through IMDb right now, and your relative was sitting in the president of Fox Broadcasting's office?
Right at the desk across from him.
Who's the president of Fox Broadcasting? Do you know?
No, I don't know.
You know, here's the funny thing about this. You go back and you look at Elvis Presley, who was surrounded by these people, and everybody's speculating.
How bad you want me to get, Jack? If I get any worse, the Johnson office won't pass it.
Is there really that much difference? There's not. And I'm just hoping that...
I think it's about 100 pounds difference, Mike.
You think she's surrounded by people
that are... Maybe it was 125 pounds. How much more did Elvis weigh than Paula Abdul?
250 pounds towards the end, Jack.
Well, she can't weigh more than... She's like, what, a size 4, size 6?
Oh, she's a featherweight, Jack.
She lied.
She's a tiny little featherweight. But I'm wondering, man, if she's surrounded by these people...
What?
I misspelled his name, but that's the guy.
Okay, hold on a second. All right, so he doesn't spell it like a hot dog. Let me see. The guy was featured in You, Me, and Dupree. Hmm. All right, that's a movie that I've seen recently.
That's correct.
Okay, a guy was in The Sum of All Fears. Heard of that movie?
Do you have a timeline on when? I mean, is this recent that this happened?
Why would this guy?
It would have been last fall, I would guess. Or
last
spring.
Fall.
Last spring. Spring of 06.
All right, well, thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks. See you later.
Thanks for your time.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Now, would the president of Fox talk to a performer directly like that, or would they go through
their
agent?
Buzz, what I'm wondering is why Jason Wiener. Wiener. Why are we treating it as like a state secret? The guy's an actor on IMDb. Why he would be sitting in the office of the president of Fox Broadcasting?
Ed Wilson.
You never know. Can I see a picture of him?
Yeah. Oh, there you go, Mike. I mean, I only mentioned the stuff. It's like if you did the IMDb search for Mike or myself, you see the TV shows that we've had bit parts on.
Right.
When I threw out those movies, he could have been featured in them, or he could have been a standby guy.
I really don't recognize him.
I don't either.
Yeah, well, you never know. I mean, I mean, who knows? I'm just basing it on what I see with Paul Abdul.
Well, I think we should run with
that. I think that the phone call would certainly be plausible.
Hollywood star Jason Wiener was sitting in the office of Fox Broadcasting President Ed somebody.
Ed Wilson.
And heard him say to Paula, don't be effed up.
Yes.
You heard
it
right here.
It's our scoop of the day.
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Breaking news. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, I have to totally agree with Mike. I watched the entire show last night, and me and my wife had to rewind it on TiVo probably like 100 times.
That's what I did.
We were busting up laughing.
I was saying, look at her, because just the twitching and even the stuff where she's not talking, I said, watch her. And a lot of the chair going back and forth where she was having trouble getting adjusted. And you look at, and here's the thing. She sits next to Simon, who is the picture of complete calm and control. And you see Paula next to him, and it looks like she's on those electric grates that they put people on.
See, I would say she looked fine, but what does that say about me?
I was really focused on her.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Yo, Dynamite.
Yo,
yeah, I was watching the show yesterday, too, and it looked like there was time that she was, you know, in her seat, not sitting still, and then there was one time towards the end of the show, she was moving her wrist around like she was staring at it to the right, like her right hand. So you go back and watch it, you can see it. She's looking at her right hand and moving back and forth like she's having a wrist problem.
But again, is this different than the way she acted last year?
Yeah, definitely.
Or the year before, really.
I think that on the finals last year, she had her moments where she appeared to be really out of it.
Terrible.
But here's the deal. This is the first episode, and this is the press tour before this. This is right out of the shoot.
That was horrible.
I've got it. Restless leg syndrome.
That's what she has.
RLS. All right, that's Paula Abdul. Oh, hold on. You know, we've not heard in a while.
Hey, you know something?
No, what?
I had a dream last night.
How about that?
Simon Cowell.
Who's here for the bird poop contest? Anybody yet?
Do we have anybody? Anyone? Ferris? Anyone?
Hold on. Yanni, let's go back to the producer's room. Yanni.
There was one guy who got here about, 15 minutes ago. So we sent him back to his car, but we've had four people say they're coming.
All right, good. Well, we're gonna start getting you folks out there at 5 o'clock. Person with the most bird crap on them in 1 hour gets $500 because these birds love to crap right by our building.
It's too exciting.
Gotta do this. We'll be right back to maybe talk about the beep.
This is the Don and Mike Show.